Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was being accused of racism, bigotry, and specifically Afrophobia after suggesting in a speech to Israeli citizens that infiltrators from Africa are a greater threat than attacks by terrorist groups. We're talking about a Jewish state and democratic state. How could we have guaranteed a Jewish democratic state with 50,000, then 100,000, then 150,000 infiltrators each year, Netanyahu remarked. Some thought it ironic, given the history of persecution of European Jews, that Netanyahu would openly express a desire for a purely Jewish state, just as Germany's Adolf Hitler expressed a desire for a purely Aryan state, while complaining about non-Aryans destroying the country. African refugees from war-torn nations and regions destabilized by the West have been seeking safety in Israel, which is obligated under international treaties on refugees it has signed to assist them. However, once inside Israel, the refugees found themselves confronted with the same vicious racism in Israel that has affected Palestinians and Ethiopian Jews, who are, of course, African. Israel is the last country in the world with an apartheid system and was interestingly a friend to the apartheid government of South Africa. That is why it finds itself a target of the international BDS movement, the same movement which brought an end to apartheid in South Africa. And as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once proclaimed, an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.